Joan Didion's beautiful memoir, The Year of Magical Thinking, describes how we try to accept the death of a spouse by imagining the death has not really happened. Yet, of course, we cannot continue that charade for long. Reality will and must intrude. Poet Joyce Holmes McAllister from Ithaca, New York, shows us poetry's ability to illustrate magical thinking in just four stanzas. Here is her poem called First Winter. First winter, I had a prolonged cough, lasting from January through March. Seamus stopped purring, developed asthma and high blood pressure. Loneliness snuck in under doors, along with frigid air that never warmed, even when the furnace blasted high heat. Your form was now invisible in the worn rose chair, Seamus beside you seeking warmth, your hand to smooth his fur. I sat alone, read familiar books, the daily paper, as dusk descended to another winter night, and we listened, hoped for sound, determined we would hear your voice resound through plaster walls just before the evening news, that supper time would force you into light, and you would suddenly appear, walking calmly out of night shadows, playing on the wall. But evening lumbered on in silence, until exhausted, we mounted stairs to bed. Seamus stretched full length on your pillow, watched me doze, squinted, one eye open, into winter darkness, and we both still waited.